And joining us now, Dr. James Romanowski, sports medicine doc at Novant Health Gill Orthopedic Clinic, to talk about some injuries, popular injuries that we're talking about a lot right now, and the things that we might want to avoid. I have to tell you, when I heard that we were going to talk to the doc, I knew he went to Davidson. He mentioned he was class of 98, and I thought, Doogie Howser, how are you already a doctor? It turns out he's not that young. I'm just that old.
We're old.
So, Doc, welcome into the golf shop.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, guys.
No, absolutely. Seriously, you're a doctor and you graduated years after I did.
Well, you're 90, I don't want to ask you. Maybe you don't want to say.
I was 92.
We both were, actually. Not from Davidson, but same year.
Sure. Yeah, I went to Davidson. Good times. I played soccer there. Got beat up for 4 years and moved on and got beat up for the rest of my life with orthopedics.
So. All right, so Doc, we got to start out with Rory. Rory tweeted out what his ankle looked like, you know, a few weeks back and a week after that. It didn't look so hot. What kind of injury are we really talking about, in your opinion, from what you've heard and what you've seen? And then, you know, give us the time frame. Are we in the window where he should be playing?
Yeah, we're definitely getting into that window. You know, I saw that he had an Instagram picture or something, and I think he got hurt around July 4th. So we're looking at about 5 or 6 weeks now from the time of injury, and he certainly had a pretty beat-up ankle. It was clearly bruised from the picture that I saw and very swollen, and most of the symptoms looked like they were on the outside of his ankle, which is consistent and the most common place to hurt your ankle, or, you know, everyone's rolled their ankle or had a significant ankle sprain. But, you know, he had a real injury, and I think it's fairly impressive that he's getting, I think he's playing this Thursday, actually. So, you know, he's getting back out there, and he's right in that window for return.
Well, as we discussed the injury, you know, right after it happened and when he could come back, we're sort of advocates of these guys, you know, after seeing people get torn apart in other sports and Tiger come back too early. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, this is his lead foot, okay? So most of the torque in his swing, which, if you know, not shockingly, Brandel Chambly and I disagree about how much torque is on that ankle. You know, Brandel Chambly is on the Golf Channel is comparing him to some of the old players from the 70s who would roll that lead ankle all the way over and their swing finishes. He's not somebody who kicks his toe out either. That thing's going to take a lot of force. Is that the kind of thing that he's going to hurt, like, instantaneously on one swing if he's going to re-injure it, or is he going to slip and fall down a hill? Or will it show up over the weekend? Is it the kind of thing that can get aggravated over time?
Yeah, you know, I think it's probably more likely that it'll get aggravated over time. But, you know, golf's a peculiar sport because no shot's the same. You could be in the sand. You could be on an incline. You could be, you know, on the flat fairway or whatever. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunity for him to have a sudden event where it tweaks it. But it's probably more likely going to be something that builds up over the course of the weekend where he hasn't been in sports condition for, you know, at least 8 weeks or 6 weeks or so. So he may kind of fatigue as the weekend goes down, and he's probably not fully recovered from his injury, and he's trying to play at a very elite level for this. So there's plenty of opportunity for injury as we go forward with this.
All right. Well, what about as we go through the career? I know I used to play a lot of pickup basketball in college, out of college. Yeah. I played soccer. I played hockey. Unfortunately, not too long ago, I took a slap shot on the ankle, went in the next morning because I made a deal with my wife. I said, if it still bothers me in the morning, I can't walk on it, I'll go get it x-rayed. So I went in and got it x-rayed. Doctor said nothing looked bad, but he did notice that he goes, you're going to have a lot of arthritis. It just looks from the way that your ankles are. Is this something that we could expect from maybe something that is a long-term effect to Rory, is maybe some arthritis in that ankle?
I don't think so, not yet, because it depends on the number of times he's twisted his ankle or sprained his ankle. Mm-hmm. I think if he's had one major sprain of it, and it's an isolated event, it probably won't have any long-term sequelae for him. But if it's a recurrent thing for him, then he could develop arthritis down the road. But he should be able to function at a very good level for several years.
But if he were playing football or playing basketball or whatever, he may not be back. And as his doctor, would you recommend, hey, go out and walk 7,500 yards for four straight days?
or seven straight days.
That's true. But, you know, when you get these professional athletes and these high-level athletes, they come in, they're getting ready to tell you what they're going to do. So it's hard to contain some of these guys. So, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. And I think he'll be all right. I think he'll finish at the top of the leaderboard. Probably not. But, you know, he's got to get back in the pool at some point, and that's what he's doing.
All right, well, we're on with Dr. James Romanowski, orthopedic doc at Novant. And, you know, we're talking about Rory, but we can't ignore the, you know, another of the great faces of the game worldwide. Mm-hmm. You know, Michelle Wee has been embattled with injury this year and probably going back to last year. And I think we forget she's only 25, but she's got bursitis in the hip. And again, we're talking about her lead leg, her left leg, and she's got bone spurs in her ankle. I mean, how different are those injuries than what we're seeing from Rory with, you know, what I guess is basically a sprained ankle?
Right, yeah, you know, I think Rory's probably has a much better prognosis than Michelle, given just the nature of the injuries. Michelle, you're right, she's 25, but she's 6'1". I think she weighs around 150 pounds, and she has a different type of injury than an ankle sprain. You know, and I also think there's probably more to the story. She's been labeled with hip bursitis, but I think I saw somewhere that she may have a tear in one of the muscles, or she had close to a complete tear in one of the muscles around the hip. So she's dealing with a little bit different animal. Some of these muscles, just for comparison, most people have heard of a rotator cuff injury of the shoulder. Well, her injury may be more of the rotator cuff injury of the hip, where it's like a rope frame and there's only so many strands of muscle left, and you're trying to use incredible amounts of force to generate kind of the hits that she's done through her career. And she's trying to play through this injury and bounce back. It's been a much different recovery process for her. I think that she's had some what's called PRP injections and other types of interventions to try to make, you know, her comeback a little bit easier. But clearly she's been struggling. She's wearing an ankle brace. She has tape around her knee. She probably has tape up her hip. And it's like we're just duct taping this leg together to try to get her back on track.
Yeah, so here's my thing. And I even saw she did an Instagram too this week in a pool doing what looked like golf swings with some kind of resistance. Does she just need to like stop for a few weeks, just let it rest? It just seems like she's got all these injuries, but yet she never gives them the time to kind of maybe relax and take a few weeks off before she's doing all this stuff. I mean, I get the rehab piece of it, but shouldn't you take maybe some time off and let it rest?
Oh, I agree. I think that's one of the primary ways of treating these things. These chronic injuries, they start as an acute injury, but they become chronic because you don't give your body time enough to rest. The vast majority of golf injuries are overuse injuries. Over 80% of those injuries that stroll into my office and other orthopedic doctor's office, it's because of overuse. And so that's an important component to her recovery. I think that if you look at Michelle, you know, she won the U.S. Open in 2014, and since that time, she's played around 24 events, and she's missed 5 cuts, and she's had to withdraw 3 times. So she's still trying to grind through this thing, it sounds like. And I think it's going to be more of the same until you change course, whether it's shutting her down or changing her swing even, because I suspect that she was so dominant over her early career because of her mechanics and her swing, but during the same kind of part of her career, this caused her problems down the road, and that she's had these injuries develop, and now it's hard for her to snap out of that.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the pressure that's put on the body of these world-class athletes playing rounds and rounds and rounds and spending 8 hours a day practicing. Let me take you out of the professional realm into the everyday. And not every weekend warrior is the finely tuned athlete that I am. But I can assure you, you know, I understand how important prevention is to injuries as opposed to just waiting for them to happen and hoping they get better. But I'm not getting out of bed an hour earlier to do yoga or do any plyos or any dynamic stretching. But, you know, what can the average, and I'm not average, I understand. I mean, what can the average weekend warrior do to avoid injuries in golf?
Well, I think probably, you know, there's several reasons that golfers get into trouble and the weekend warriors and athletes get into trouble. And one of them is, I mean, there's several, but one of them would be probably not warming up properly. There was a study that came out that showed that over 80% of golfers spend less than 10 minutes warming up. And that's a significant issue because you go out there for 4 or 5 hours on a weekend and you have no problem spending that 4 or 5 hours, but you don't put in that little bit of time up front to try to warm up, to try to stretch out, to do these things that are going to be preventative maintenance rather than before it's too late. And so, I mean, that's certainly one thing that I would recommend.
So you're telling me that the 3 minutes that the rink gives me to warm up for hockey and the
no minutes to getting out of your car and running to the first tee?
I have the active motion bar, and I actually get out of the car and I'll do like some back and forth, you know, rotating exercises, and then stretch out my shoulders, and that's pretty much it. So you're telling me that's not really doing it for me?
Probably not enough. I mean, I think that you need to your whole kinetic chain, the whole golf swing, everything you do starts with your foot placement through your fingertips and your swing. So if you're not doing a little bit of something to warm up each of those areas as you go, you're leaving one of those muscle groups or part of that link susceptible to injury. So you really need to consider working on every part of that chain.
Well, so before we let you go, then what are the most common injuries that you see from golfers?
Well, it depends on the level of golfer. You know, if it's a true amateur like myself or someone, it's where we hit the ball fat or drive the club into the ground. Mm. You'll get a wrist injury or you'll tweak the inside of your elbow. More of the weekend warriors, some of the guys that are a little bit better players, they tend to get what's called tennis elbow, actually, where the outside of your elbow or the muscle groups bother them. And probably by far the biggest injury in golf is low back pain. And, you know, over 80% of Americans have low back pain at some point during the year or during their life. And that's certainly no exception with golf. So they're usually overuse injuries, poor mechanics, poor swinging, trauma, whether it's, you know, driving your club into the ground or things like that, really.
Well, Doc, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to seeing how how Mr. McElroy and Miss Wee shape up over the next couple of years of their career.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on anytime.
All right. Thanks a lot.